Finally today, a story about a new band that's just released a debut album. But as the world's Marco Werman tells us, some of the band's members have something else on their minds, the disaster in their native Japan.
Many critics who've reviewed the CD by the quartet, If by Yes, use the phrase avant-garde to describe the players and their music. It's true, the two founding members of If by Yes have explored the outer limits of pop music. Petra Hayden has reproduced a whole album of The Who a cappella. Yuka Honda has gigged with some of downtown New York's most experimental artists. With this quartet, the two women don't follow any songwriting formulas, but avant-garde invites notions of atonal meanderings, and the music of If by Yes is mostly dreamy and accessible pop songs. Petra Hayden lives in Los Angeles, Yuka Honda in New York. They've been friends for over a decade and a few years ago started writing songs together. When Hayden would visit Honda in New York, she knew they had to form a band to play the songs they wrote because they materialized so effortlessly.
It just kind of just worked where I would go out to eat or something and she would come up with something. All of a sudden I would walk upstairs and be like, whoa, how did you do that? And it was just like something that we were working on kind of lightly, and then all of a sudden it was like this masterpiece.
Petra Hayden takes most of the vocal duties with If by Yes. Her father is jazz bassist Charlie Hayden. He's known for his eclecticism. Petra Hayden says that's rubbed off on her, along with his ability to become one with the music.
He just closes his eyes, and it just looks like that's all he is at that moment when he's playing his bass. He just plays with a lot of feeling, and I feel like that's kind of what I want to strive to as a musician. Actually, playing with If by Yes, I'm getting more comfortable with expressing myself and not letting, like, my troubles affect, you know, my singing or, like, my performance.
Right now, though, that task is somewhat challenging for If by Yes. They're making their bow to the public at the same time that the band, which is three-quarters Japanese, has a lot on its mind. Here's If by Yes composer, instrumentalist, and co-founder, Yuka Honda.
I'm personally very devastated. I've been crying a lot watching news and worrying a lot of my family with nuclear scare, but they're the one who's telling me, like, calm down, like, we're fine, like, you know, we're going to rebuild this and we're going to stay and we're not running away. And when I think of Japan, I often think about most of Japanese people are farmers and growing rice. And when you grow rice, you spend all year doing all sorts of work. And right before you crop, we have hurricane season. And sometimes all the farmers' work gets just blown away by a hurricane. And I think that's kind of like a part of Japanese mentality. So right now we're having really, really hard time, but I think Japanese people are really concentrating on channeling into hope and the positivity coming out of this.
Musically, a particular Japanese aesthetic is hardwired into the work of If by Yes. Shimi Shimizu and Yuko Araki, the band's guitarist and drummer, used to be part of the Japanese act Cornelius. And as Yuka Honda explains, her bandmates deliver the space and calm she needs. She says that's helped to anchor her during their live performances lately.
Especially Yuka and Shimi brings that energy to me, like Cornelius too, like very graceful, and the notes are very minimal but very meaningful and powerful to me, and I'm really happy to be related with them and feel happy and honored that Petra loves it so much and we can be together.
The debut album from If by Yes is called Salt on Sea Glass. It came out this week. For The World, I'm Marco Werman.
I can't explain what feels so good.
You can watch a video of If by Yes performing live at theworld.org. That's it for us today. Our theme music was composed by Eric Goldberg from the Nan and Bill Harris Studios at WGBH. I'm Lisa Mullins. Have a good weekend.